The Sudbury Wolves were victorious on the road in Flint, Michigan on Friday night, for the first game of a busy three-game weekend. Marcus Vandenberg got the nod as the starting goaltender for Sudbury while Nathan Day was the goalie in net for the hometown Firebirds. It didn't take long for the Firebirds to get the crowd into the game as Nolan Dan scored just 2:07 into the game, his ninth of the season, to give Flint an early 1-0 lead. The play remained quiet in the next several minutes until Quentin Musty for the Wolves scored his 14th of the season with just under 7 minutes remaining in the first period to tie the score 1-1. With 1:48 to go in the period, Braden Kressler restored Flint's lead by scoring his 14th goal of the season, putting Flint on top 2-1. David Goyette would once again tie the game for the Wolves with just under 1 minute left to play in the first, tying the game at 2-2 heading into the first intermission. The Firebirds would win the shots on goal department 13-8. Flint was on the power play at the 3:32 mark of the second period when Braden Kressler would score his second of the game to once again give the Firebirds the lead by a score of 3-2. The Wolves would strike back just 17 seconds later when Kieran Walton scored his ninth of the season, an unassisted goal, to tie the game once again at 3-3. At 6:48 into the middle period, the Firebirds would once again grab the lead when Nathan Aspinall scored his seventh of the season to put Flint in the lead by a score of 4-3. It was 25 seconds later Goyette scored his second goal of the action to tie the game 4-4, which is where the team stood with 1 period remaining. The Flint Firebirds carried the play for most of the third period until Evan Conyon scored his 12th of the season to put the Wolves on top by a score of 5-4. With 16 seconds remaining in the game, Conyon scored his second of the game on the empty net to seal a 6-4 win on the road for the Sudbury Wolves. Each team would receive 7 power play opportunities, with Flint scoring 3 times on the power play and the Wolves scoring just twice on their 7 power play chances. With the win, the Sudbury Wolves now hold a record of 16 wins, 10 losses, 2 overtime losses, and 1 shootout loss on the season, and now find themselves just 1 point from the Mississauga Steelheads for first place in the Ontario Hockey League's Central Division. The Wolves are right back on the ice Saturday night, December 16, in Saginaw, Michigan for a game against the Saginaw Spirit with a scheduled start time of 7:05 p.m. before returning home to Canada for a game in London on Sunday, December 17, against the London Knights with a scheduled start time of 2 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.